again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Trisha, out of town, on assignment, but on the phone. Eric the Great, yes, he is Eric the Great, and the lovely Kathleen. You can hear their show, The Daily Voice, every Monday through Thursday, 3 to 4.
Te quiero.
Make sure you listen, and you won't regret it.
Te quiero.
What is Joseph doing?
Te quiero.
What did he take? A little purple pill or something?
Bailamo.
In his case, is it
a pink pill?
I don't know.
Oh, Bailamo.
They're blue? Oh.
Yeah. Dave.
They are blue. What's the purple pill then?
All right.
That's heartburn, Dave.
Well, no wonder it wasn't working. I was wondering about that.
And we've got a guest on the line. Of course, that was Bailamo.
Oh.
Bailamos from...
Who's a mof?
And Bailamos.
Did you say mof?
No. Enrique Iglesias.
I've heard of him.
Yes. And, of course, joining us on the phone is someone who, just like a jalapeno, is muy caliente. Ana Aloisi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on your show.
and happy Cinco de Mayo early.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
All right.
That's a week away.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's Friday, so our show's on Saturday.
You're
going to
go and do some...
No. But
just to be clear, Cinco de Mayo is really mostly celebrated in the United States, but it has to do with something that's Mexican, not Ecuadorian. So,
yes, I know.
Just saying.
I know.
Okay.
But tell us, give us a little bit of a background about you, Anna. You are from Ecuador, right?
Right. I was born and raised there until I was 17. Then I moved here to the U.S. and I've been living in Tampa, Florida. I lived in North Carolina for a brief time. I actually joined the military, and then I, went to school, got my master's in psychology, and I'm actually specialize in multicultural relationships here in Tampa.
Nice.
Excellent. Excellent. And of course, you also have a book. I want to make sure we plug that as well, right?
Right. Yes. My book is called Reinvent Your Relationship, and it's a therapist guide to having the relationship you've always wanted. There's a lot of tips about communication, understanding about attraction, love, and a lot of misconceptions that I think people have about relationships and how to have relationships. I like to clarify those in my book.
Now, Anna, what's some of the greatest challenges you've seen in a multicultural relationship?
Good question, Dave.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think that I would say the biggest challenge is when kids come along. I think it's easier to, in a couple, to, live the life that you want, do whatever you want when you don't have children. But when children come along, or when, the in-laws come along, I think there's a lot of tension as far as, the culture that you want to, pass along your kids, the traditions that you like to pass along. And I think that if the partners don't really understand those traditions and the importance of why are these traditions so influential in the culture, I think that it creates a lot of tension and a lot of conflict.
Now, let me ask you this. Is it so much the culture that could be issues as opposed to the cultural expectations? Because...
I would say both.
Okay, so you think it's both. It just seems to me, I mean, I don't know for sure, but it seems with, especially the way the country is now, it seems like there's such a divide, and there's all these opinions about things. And
I mean, different cultures have different, religions and different levels of commitment to religions and just
true.
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right? It's just a whole slew of backgrounds.
It is. And I would say some cultures are more flexible than others, but, there's plenty of people who will convert religions in order to be married to someone from a different culture.
Oh, yeah.
Because maybe their culture is not, or their religion is not that important or influential in their life, that they'll be willing to just, going and through a process of converting into a different religion just for the sake of this person or their family who requires the partner to also be part of their religion.
Now, do you know of any statistics compared to the general population on multicultural relationships, how successful they are, let's say, in marriage versus just the general population?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a 1 in 10 couples is multicultural, whether that's biracial or different religions. But specifically about how successful they are, there's not specific numbers, and I believe that a lot more research needs to be done in that area.
Yeah.
Just because I think that, as Americans, and I think the newer generations are more accepting of other cultures, and they're more curious about other cultures. You know, back in the day, it was a taboo to marry outside of your culture. So I think like now it's more prevalent. And more studies are being done about it, but there's not definite statistics yet, unfortunately.
In fact, I don't know. I think I'm right, but I think in certain states it might have been illegal, right?
Wait. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it
wasn't until like the early 60s that it was actually legal to marry someone from a different, whether it's race or culture. So you can actually go to jail for that.
So much of freedom of freedom. I mean,
freedom,
that's right.
Yeah, freedom to love who you want to, who you love.
That's sort of a strange thing that happened. Sort of inconsistent.
It is. If you were attracted to someone from a different race or a different culture, you go to jail.
And
you can't be with them.
And a lot of people are attractive to a certain culture. I mean, you don't need, like, that you are attracted to a Latin person, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people have that. What, is there anything that you know about the background, I mean, that causes that?
I think, you know, Latin culture is a lot of it is like a stereotype, you know, with stereotype of being passionate and exotic. And there's this idea of like this mystery of like, you know, spiciness, I guess, about us. And I think that's very attractive for men and women equally. You know, there are women who are attracted to Latin men, and there are men that are attracted to Latin women. And I think that it's becoming a pattern as we are more accepting of other cultures to go on and just, you know, date people of certain races or, like, you know, identify with that attraction. So, for example, I'll give you an example. My husband, all his girlfriends, he's actually an American. We're like from Latin descendant, and he ended up marrying me from Ecuador again. It was like this pattern where he felt attracted to these stereotypes.
And it might not even be the appearance of someone of that culture. It could be just the cultural background, the values.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And again, I want to remind our listeners, am I pronouncing your last name right? I'm sorry, I should have asked that earlier.
Aloisi.
Anna Aloisi. She's a couples therapist, and she's joining us to tell us a little bit about, you know, we're just talking about relationships, multicultural relationships, and also trying to celebrate the release of How to Be a Latin Lover. Can you tell us any comments that you have about the Latin lover stereotype? I mean, because I don't know if it's true or, I mean, what would you say?
I would say it's definitely true. It's a big stereotype that people, you know, identify. I would say Latin men. And so I watched the movie very recently, and it was very funny. I would say that one of the biggest things that is attracted about the Latin men is that confidence, whether it's real or not. They just appear to be very confident, and they say what women want to hear.
Ooh.
Again, whether that's honest or not, that's how they get that attraction.
So then
it makes them feel special. This is what it is. That, you know, saying those really nice words, it just makes a woman feel special.
Then what my question is for all of us, that we want to be Latin lovers or just lovers in general, we want to make sure that we get the woman or the man of our dreams. What does a woman want to hear?
You know, I would say that just if the person is paying attention to what the woman is saying and just let that person know, like let that woman know that I was paying attention by repeating some of the things that she was saying.
Okay.
That will make someone feel special. Like, wow, this guy is actually listening to what I'm saying. You know, he's paying attention. He really cares. So, you know, compliments are really important, you know, about how beautiful or how sweet or how cute they might be.
Is that
the most important?
Can you go overkill with that, though? I mean, if you can you compliment
you
someone too much?
That's why it's a combination of the compliments and the listening. You know, you have to pay attention to the woman is saying. Because at the end of the day, what we all want is to feel special.
That's
true. If someone's not making us feel special, then we start questioning, what am I doing?
Now, how there's two questions, or maybe it's one question, but how did that become a cultural thing for, you know, in Latin America, let's say? The second part is it sincere from a cultural standpoint? People are really interested, or are they doing it to get what they want?
I would say that's a two question. I would say in general, Latin culture, we're like more extroverted, you know, we speak our mind a little more versus other cultures where they're you know, they're more respectful, more shy, like more quiet would be like what is the style on the culture. So as Latins, you know, being so extroverted, it's okay to speak our mind. And yes, no, everyone is not honest when they say these things.
Can a woman tell that, though? Can a woman tell that, or is it in a new situation, is it so important for the women to hear that they might override the insincerity?
I would say that if a person is not used to or had not been exposed to something like that, it would make them, you know, feel a little different. Like, you know, it's just something new that they haven't experienced. I would say, and if you really think about it, you know, most Latin women don't really fall for things like that because they know it's not always sincere, and they have been exposed to that because it's kind of part of their culture.
Now, we have a question from Trisha, who's also on the line with us from at a remote location. But I do want to remind our listeners that we are speaking with Ana Aloisi. She's originally from Ecuador, and she's a couples therapist. Trisha.
Yes. Well, of course, you all know my first husband was Peruvian. So, But I think that some of the whole Latin lover stereotype also comes from the fact that the food of the Latin culture, all the way from Central America down to South America, the food is extremely sensual. Mm-hmm. It's all about texture and taste and combinations of spices, etc. And then quite often, just the joie de vivre, I'm going to use a little bit of French in there, but just that verve of life. And, you know, you go to a family party or whatever, and you eat, and then you dance, and you just enjoy life. And I think that incredible verve of life is extremely appealing, especially to people from North America that don't really have that experience. So I think it's a kind of a combination of all of those things.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I think that, you know, it's that joy of life, I would say, you know, on the simple things like food or music or dancing.
Yeah. And this is a fascinating topic. And any other, before we let you go, Ana, any other concepts that you can share with us so that, you know, maybe Dave can share with Trisha, or I can share out there at the bar crawls to try to woo women and just be the man that they deserve. Let's put
good
it that way.
Question.
Yeah, I would say don't be so afraid to be yourself. I think that, you know, a lot of people want to fit whatever stereotype, when at the end of the day, you know, you're just going to feel attracted to that confidence, whether, you know, you're fake or not. Some people fake confidence, and that's, you know, they might be the most insecure person inside. No one's really going to know if you're really good at faking it. Mm-hmm. As long as you are confident of who you are or appear to be confident of who you are, other people are going to be attracted to you no matter what you look like. And I guarantee you that there's a person for everyone in this world.
There you go, Joseph.
There, that's it. We yes. Look at that. That's a great.
So if I go out
answer.
There and with my sombrero, which I'm wearing here in the studio, and talk about you know, use that pickup line that I said earlier, that I'm the kind of man that you could mariachi. You think that'll work?
Yeah, I guarantee you're gonna get someone.
Okay.
Wow,
yes.
Just from that line.
She
wow.
Yeah. She,
someone's going to find it, you know, interesting, intriguing, and then you're going to start a conversation, and then you can, you know, continue being yourself, exchange, you know, some information, listen, pay attention, compliment, and again,
be sincere.
Be sincere. And you know what? I think people know that I'm saying it in a funny way. Just as in the movie, we're not going to repeat the line because it got dumped earlier, but when he got out of the pool, right? That was essentially a pickup line as well, and it worked on her.
Well, she was like 40, like 87 years old, wealthy and lonely. I mean,
well, she said there's someone for everyone. She didn't say how old they were.
I'm your manager. Remember, I get 10%.
You always have to consider your audience. Consider your audience.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. Well, Ana Aloisi, thank you so much for joining us. We would love to have you on again sometimes because we love doing these both ends of the spectrum relationship type segments, and we really appreciate your help today.
Oh, you're welcome. I love to be back, and thank you so much for having me.
And tell us your
contact.
Book. Yeah, your contact information, or how can people find you and also remind us of the book?
Sure. So the book is available on all major retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and you can contact me. The name of my website is anaaloisi.com, or my practice is called comegethelp.com.
Oh, nice.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much again,
and
have a great rest of your weekend.
You too. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, she was nice.
She was very nice.
Yeah.
Very
there's somebody
very
out
helpful.
There for everyone. Joseph, maybe you'll find him.
That's mean. That's rude.
Oh.
All right.
Left hook. Okay, so okay. Where were we? Well, I didn't give a rating on the movie.
Go ahead and give a rating on the movie, and then we'll come back with some
more
discussion.
You're not going to like it. 2.5.
2.5, Dave.
You fell asleep.
Yeah.
Well, that's not very uncommon.
I'm talking about the sleep was 2.5.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. The movie,
the movie was lower?
No. It was probably a 2.5. I thought it got better though as a movie.
And what's interesting is I thought the beginning was better than the.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
I liked the end, but then you know around the three quarter
really?
Of the way mark, I lost a little bit of interest at the party and whatnot. But,
how about the bakery, the pastry stuff? That was good.
Yeah, that was
funny. Right?
That was funny, and yeah. Yeah,
we can't say what it means.
Right, right. But it was all and then the cat. Oh, Kristen Bell was
I
very
like
funny.
Your bakery. The pastries.
Well, you know, David.
It's been close.
Joseph, I think it was. Both of you commented on what a fantastic job the child actor did.
I did. Mm-hmm. I liked him a lot.
Yeah, and you know that reminds me of a movie that I saw last weekend that I absolutely loved that I think has a phenomenal young actress in it, and that was called Gifted. Have you seen that, Joseph?
I have not, but you know the actress is also in How to Be a Latin Lover. She's the little girl that the boy likes. That he's trying to.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And she's in Fuller House and a few other things. Yeah.
She does. Yeah. She is incredible, and I just think it's wonderful that we have this new generation of young actors out there that are just doing phenomenal work. I just and to take it from the Gifted movie and then this movie, two completely different characters. But
oh, yeah.
I think she stole the show in Gifted. Yeah. She really, truly did.
And Dave, you have to admit, Eugenio Derbez is very, very funny.
Oh, I thought he was really good. I could see him being a big star if he's not one now.
He's a big star in other countries. And he's been in a lot of movies, but a lot of this one, most of it's in English, but there are some Spanish subtitles.
He's very good. But I thought the whole acting was excellent.
Yeah.
And
I liked it. You know, it's it's not bad.
You know, it's recreational fun.
I gave it 4. I gave it 4, and I enjoyed it. So, but you know what? Let's go ahead and start playing the song into our break. But I have a challenge for Dave. You know this song.
I do.
Yeah. Eres tú?
From the 70s.
Yeah, it's from the 70s. Oh, Dave.
Oh.
You don't remember the 70s? What were you doing?
I was smoking.
Okay.
No, I wasn't doing that.
But do you know the lyrics? That's what.
Oh, eres tú. Yeah.
Anything sounds more romantic in a different language, I think, to us in America. Because I think, you know, when you sing in a different language, I think
beautiful
it sounds...
Beautiful voice. Who is that?
Mocidades or something like that.
Mocidades.
Oh. Mocidades. But I know the lyrics to
this.
Is this the original artist?
I know it?
Yes, I believe so. But here, let's see.
I don't know this one.
Así, eres tú. Here's the chorus, Dave.
Okay, here's the chorus. Maybe I've heard of it.
Eres tú como el agua de mi fuente.
Yeah, I know that one. What is that?
Here we go. Eres tú.
I do know that one. Well, that was weird, but I that's in English.
Mi hogar.
I've heard it in English.
It's like you. It's a very beautiful song.
What are the words?
You are. And it's like you are the fire in my fireplace. You are the
pastries in my bakery.
Yes.
Holy cow!
Yeah.
I've heard this, but I don't know it. Okay, that's all I could say.
Woo, woo!
And this is 1480 AM KTHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be back with some more
both
relationships.
Both ends of the spectrum.
That's right. Coming right up. We'll be right back.